Joining us live here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, a fabulous, fabulous guest, Bruce Gray Tedesco. And he's with us today here on a broadcast, and he is a data science analyst, and he's the chief information officer for BGT Data Service out of Chicago, Illinois. He's a former global chief science officer, and he is with us today here on our big program. Can artificial intelligence have a bias? A renowned scientist agrees, but says we need not fear artificial intelligence. We've got a great guest with us today. Now, Bruce, tell us a little bit about this.
Well, I think it's first an interesting question, and something that since AI is so much in the news these days, all of us think about that, I believe. And it is an extension of the way we humans are. We have bias. And bias is not necessarily pejorative. I mean, you know, we have a good bias. You've got your favorite basketball team, biased towards when they play. Now you might be biased against a certain product that made you ill the last time you had a hamburger. But bias is just something that is part of the human experience. It's not surprising to me and to many thinkers in this field that since artificial intelligence is built by humans using human intelligence, it stands to reason that artificial thinking has a bias to it as well. Again, not necessarily a bad thing, just something to know about and to consider.
We've got a great guest with us today. He joins us live here on our broadcast. An amazing, amazing guy, Bruce Tedesco, with us today. Bruce Gray Tedesco is with us. He joins us here on our broadcast. Now, are robots taking over? Because I hear a lot about this, and this seems to be the question that's mostly asked when we talk about robots on this program.
Well, it sure feels like they are. I don't think we really have to worry, though. There is artificial intelligence in everything we do. They're part of our smartphones. They're part of what helps the elevator system bring the cars up and down each floor and into much more sophisticated work than that, including our global satellite positioning system. GPS is an artificial intelligence and a robot. So robots are everywhere. I think the robots taking over question sort of implies sometimes that we need to be fearful that is there some malicious intent by these machines. I don't think we really should be worried about that. I find artificial intelligence, if we could characterize the essence of machines, I think it's friendly and safe, trustworthy. Again, all of what we see in AI is the culmination of human work. It's human development of the idea for a robot, the parts that make the robot work, and the building of something that is taking place now over a bit of a span of years. We are in the midst of something as big as the Industrial Revolution. This
Keep talking, my friend. Keep talking.
All right. This new phase that where we have robots and artificial intelligence, they're everywhere. They're ubiquitous. And it's just going to get, I'll say, better. It's going to make our life easier. It's going to help us create jobs. It's going to help our economy grow. And it's going to help protect us both in a very close sense, our own homes, running with the wonderful security systems we have, and our own country. Artificial intelligence is helping to root out terrorism and help our forces find ways to fight that terrorism. So it really completely covers the gambit.
We've got a great guest with us today. He joins us live here on our big broadcast, coast to coast and border to border, on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, Bruce Gray Tedesco. He is live. He believes, as others in his field, that we are in a new economic era, and artificial intelligence is critical in the global competitive arena. Should we be afraid of losing our jobs to artificial intelligence? I know that there's a lot of folks that talk about this constantly. We have a lot of guests on this broadcast that talk about how this is pretty much the number one question they're often asked when people find that work with artificial intelligence and just some of the past industrial revolutions, copying books by hand, was replaced by the printing press, so on and so forth. Break this down for us in a little bit more details, Bruce.
You're right, James. I think it is a topic. It's worth considering. It's important. Since we are in the midst of this big change, what we're going to see is some individual jobs will be lost. We will not need certain types of labor in the future because that job will not exist. However, because of the new jobs that are being created by AI, we're going to see that there are enormous opportunities for growth in the types of skill sets that are needed to keep AI operating. And that is not just the people from Silicon Valley and MIT and the other spots in the country where AI is being first initiated. But for example, I grew up in Pittsburgh, and I sort of lived through this once where the steel mills closed. I remember a steel strike in the 50s where my father was out of work. And I remember in the 70s when I left Pittsburgh, it was pretty bleak. There were empty steel mills. People did not have jobs that never came back. Those jobs did go primarily then to Japan and then to China. But what's happening now in Pittsburgh, it's a thriving city based from artificial intelligence, based from technology. Carnegie Mellon University is one of the seats of the technology revolution. Robotics startups and other AI startups and company is better than it ever was, but one for one, no. Those the template maker for the American Bridge Company never did find a new job. But somebody that went to a great K through 12 education that didn't necessarily go on to college, but went to a trade school to learn how to work with a computer, work with mathematics, they've got great jobs, and the next generations will have terrific jobs. So yes, some jobs will be lost on a one-on-one. We'll always be able to point to a person that lost the job, point to a family that did not get back on their feet, and that's heartbreaking. But we will be able to point to many, many metropolises around our country and say that we're growing, we're thriving. When I was at Ipsos, I had a number of teams in Bangalore. There's no reason why those teams couldn't be here in Kansas, in Texas, in Michigan. Those teams could be populated by our country, not shipping those jobs overseas. So yes, we'll lose some jobs, but we shouldn't be afraid, because all in all, we're going to gain more than we're going to lose. And I'm excited.
It is Bruce Gray Tedesco with us today here on our big broadcast here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. He joins us live here on the BGE Radio Network to discuss artificial intelligence. And he's with us today here on our broadcast. Bruce is a Chief Information Officer for BGT Data Science in Chicago, Illinois. Can artificial intelligence have a bias? Renowned scientist agrees, but says we need not fear AI. Now, tell us a little bit about and give us your thoughts on should AI be regulated?
Oh, that's a great question. I think off the top of my head, and well, it isn't really off the top of my head, I think about this all the time. Yes, of course it should. Something this powerful, this ubiquitous, this part of our culture, our society, we don't want to just let a small number of individuals be able to, quote, do anything that they want. On the other hand, how is it going to be regulated? We don't know much about how to do that yet. We probably do not want to turn all of this over to the government. They have not shown themselves to be the most terrific regulators available. I think of the financial crisis and bailout. I think of the utilities. I think of even regulation of the cable companies. I'm still not sure why I'm paying so much just to watch a couple of movies.
Yes. So you are definitely correct on that, my friend.
So maybe that's not where we want to go for all the regulation. Maybe another way to look at it, James, is thinking what we want is accountability. AI, as we know, is involved in our basic communication with each other. Social media is huge. I want to know that what I say on social media stays on social media. I don't want my every move to be monitored by Facebook so they can sell my information to Walmart, who's going to send me an advertisement. I don't think that's right. I didn't give anybody permission to do that. I want to hold that permission as something that is for me. So we need some kind of accountability. I don't have the answers, but I have a whole bunch of questions. And others have these same questions.
Well, I'll tell you, that is something that we will be exploring over the next several months and several years, I'm assuming. We've got a data science analyst with us today, Bruce Gray Tedesco, and he's with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Now, if people want to pick up your book or they want to be involved with you somehow, how do they do that exactly, Bruce?
I hope everyone will follow me on Twitter. Look for me, Bruce Gray Tedesco. And I'd love for you to follow me on Twitter. I try and get there every day, making comments and discussions on AI. When the book is out, obviously I will post that there as well. I also am on LinkedIn. Again, Bruce Gray Tedesco, Gray with an E, G-R-E-Y. It's grandma's name. I have sometimes longer pieces on LinkedIn. I'd love to have everyone's comments about that.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for being on our program today.
My pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Have yourself a wonderful day. Bruce Gray Tedesco with us today here on AMFM247.com. Also, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Check out BGEradio.com.